Joining us on the phone, the chairperson of the Portlincoln Chamber of Commerce, Shani. Now, Shani, it is a massive day here on the Eyre Peninsula. Well, it's been a massive couple of days, really, because we've had voting for the Portlincoln Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards, and what a result. How many votes did you get in the end?
So we're over across the 9 categories, had close to 10,000 people vote. So it's amazing. It's really, really exciting. And, you know, I've noticed so many of the businesses have been using the social media to push their followers to vote for them. So that's been a really exciting thing to see as well. So lots of buzz in the last sort of 7 days.
And with that as well, like there was, what, 98 businesses nominated for the different categories, which is an incredible result for the community. And it just goes to show the amount of business support that we're actually offering up here on the Eyre Peninsula.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, in the 3 years that I've been involved, I reckon that's a record. So it's pretty exciting, 98 businesses. And and such diversity of business as well, which has been really exciting to see. Like previously, we're sort of, you know, there was a few key industries that would sort of be highlighted, but this year there's a really vast range of businesses that we've attracted to the awards process. So it's certainly going to be exciting getting to the gala dinner and seeing what happens there on the night.
And those that have been nominated need to do something, don't they?
Absolutely. So everyone who's been nominated will have received an email by now informing them that they need to fill in a submission to be able to go into the running. And that submission needs to be back to us by the 11th of October, which is next Monday. So people really need to get moving this week and fill in their submissions and get that back to us so that we can actually put them into the judging process.
Worst case scenario, they haven't filled in their actual application. What happens there?
Well, they get disqualified. They don't get to be part of the awards process, unfortunately.
So get around it. Check your spam. If you think you've been nominated, check your spam.
Exactly. Well, get in touch with us, right? Like, get in touch with us. I mean, people can see who is, you know, everyone has seen who's been nominated. So people can get in touch with us if they haven't received the email.
Yeah, fantastic. And for those that are keen to get along to the actual gala night itself, but it's going to sell out, isn't it?
We sell out, yeah. With the last 2 Business Excellence Awards that we had at the Portlincoln Hotel did sell out. So yeah, people need to get in quickly. And there's an early bird option at the moment on the ticket. And there's also a members pricing. So that'll obviously change in the next couple of weeks as well. We're not that far out. We're literally 3 weeks out from the gala dinner, I think.
It's terrifying, isn't it? The rate of knots with which it's going to be here is just hectic. You know, if you are keen to get along, satickets.com.au, you just search Business Excellence Awards. It's going to pop right up. And you do need to get these tickets now, basically, or you will miss out and then you'll be angry.
Well, the other option is if people can't figure it out on SA Tickets, if they go to the Portlincoln Chamber website and then go to the 2021 Awards tab, we actually have a link there as well where they can click on Gala Dinner Tickets.
Shani, thank you so much for joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure.